It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality and television host, Kerry Kasin. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasin.
Hey, good afternoon, Los Angeles. At the double, welcome and welcome to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC or at KBC.com at the Listen Live button. This is a special show. Not only because my beautiful and talented co-host, Kerry Kasin, is not here in studio with me, but because we are doing a special show on workers' compensation, the demolition of workers' compensation. But before we get to the demolition of workers' compensation, and many of you know I am a workers' compensation attorney. In fact, I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And here at Gervie's Law, we're trying to take negatives and turn them into positives. We have been so successful over the last couple of years. We are taking Murphy's Law. We are turning it upside down. Everything that can go wrong can also go right. And we are going to try to turn this demolition of workers' compensation around so that we will not have people suffering and you, the public, paying for work injuries instead of the wealthy insurance companies. Now, without further ado, I want to say hello to Kerry. Kerry, I miss you. Where are you?
I know. I miss you, too. I'm here in Las Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards. I just got finished interviewing Iggy Azalea, and before that, Britney Spears. So
no way.
You'll see, if you go to my Instagram, Kerry Kasin, or I can even put it up on Gervie's Law, too. I'll have Eric.
Yes, you better put it on Gervie's Law, because after all, Kerry, we put you on this assignment. You wanted desperately to be here in studio to talk about workers' compensation, but instead, you're on the red carpet in Las Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards. And that's a gift that we gave to you so that you would not be here when we have judges and attorneys and all of that stuff. Tell me a little bit, Britney Spears, what did she have to say?
She was talking about being a mom, talked about having a show out here. She's very sweet, and it's really nice because we're with Dick Clark Productions, Cumulus, Westwood One, Red Carpet Radio, and so it's really nice. We have, the people that created the show behind us. So we get a lot of the A-list talent, which is really neat and really cool. And I'm just excited because not only do we get them today behind the scenes, but we're on the red carpet tomorrow. It was a blue carpet a couple of years ago. I don't know what
it's
color
it is. It's red now.
But, yeah.
And you talked to Iggy Azalea? He's up for like 9 awards, I think.
I love her. And she's so sweet. And she's so nice. And she's very personable. And we actually talked a little bit about, we both ride horses. So we talked a little bit about horseback riding and stadium jumping, where she rides in L.A., and she's just very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
And I'm sure she's going to go right up against Taylor Swift. I mean, it's going to be an exciting event. You are so lucky to be there. It's tomorrow night at 5 p.m. I think it's on ABC. Is that right?
Don't quote me. I don't want to, like, give the wrong. That would kill me if I actually gave the wrong channel. I think you're right.
Okay, well, we won't force you to do it, but we really miss you here. You know, last week, Kerry, we had so much mail on our show when we had Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom on.
Yes.
And that was at our Facebook page. That's Gervie's Law Facebook page. If you have any mail to send us, I'm just going to read you, Kerry, a couple of the emails that we received from last week's special Mother's
Day
show. So this is from Alicia in New Jersey. She wrote, "What a treat having hearing the personal side of Gloria Allred speaking together with her daughter attorney Lisa Bloom on Gervie's Law. Not sure there is a more powerful mother-daughter attorney tandem in the world. Thanks for saluting women in the law for Mother's Day." Oh, isn't that nice?
Letters.
Yeah,
yes.
And from Eduardo in Costa Mesa, great interview of Gloria Allred and her daughter Lisa Bloom. If everyone heard them speak on Gervais Law, they would have a better understanding of the passion they share for victims' rights. Their stories about gay marriage, the NFL sexual assault cases, and the penis attack were great radio.
It was one of my favorite shows. To have them both on was such a treat. And you know, who does that? Who gets Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom, mother and daughter, you know, together on a show? And it says a lot about you, Alan. So I was just very happy to be a part of it.
Thank you, Karen. We were happy to have you. And, of course, if you didn't hear the show and you want to hear what Eduardo was talking about, the penis attack, you can listen to the show. We have our podcast at KBC.com or at RGWLawFirm.com. You can hear all the podcasts. You can hear the Mother's Day show. So, Carrie, before we let you go, because I know you have other people to interview, who do you think?
Fallout Boy is waiting for me.
Really?
I'm supposed to be interviewing them right now.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, no.
Who else? Are you going to interview Pitbull?
I don't know if he's here, it just depends on who comes. It's like a gifting suite, and then radio stations are set up around it, and it's just whoever decides they want to show up. So, tomorrow's really going to be the day where everybody is there, and we'll get everybody on the red carpet. And then, not only do we have the red carpet, Westwood One's red carpet radio and Cumulus gets us backstage. So when people get off the stage, we get to interview them there too. So it's a great show. I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
Well, I'm happy you're there, and I hope everyone is thanking Gervais Law for allowing you to go this weekend to spend your weekend with Ludacris and Chrissy Teigen and everyone else who are part of the Billboard Music Awards. We are going to be talking in your absence about workers' compensation law. So I hope that you will forgive me. There were a couple of very, very important stories that came out over the last couple months about the demolition of workers' compensation in America. And I know you know a little bit about it because we've talked about it. It was ProPublica and NPR, and that's National Public Radio, NPR and ProPublica, who came out with these investigative reports. ProPublica is a company that's based in New York City, and it's an independent nonprofit newsroom that produces investigative reporting in the public interest. And what they have said about workers' compensation and the shifting of costs to the public is really outrageous, and you will not want to miss it unless you're on the red carpet in Vegas.
Yeah, but you know what? What you're doing is so important, and it's really helping the world. I'm having fun, and, you know, it makes people smile, but really what you're doing is a crusade for good, and I just, it's horrible what's happening to workers' comp.
You know, Carrie, I want to tell you what the mission of ProPublica is, because it says that they spur reform through the sustained spotlighting of wrongdoing, expose the abuses of power and betrayals of the public trust. That sounds very familiar to you, doesn't it? Because
it
we
sure
talk
does.
About the visitation bill that you have been doing on behalf of the Kasem Cares Foundation, of course, based on your father, Carrie Casey Kasem, and you understand wrongdoing, and you're changing things.
Yep, and so are you. And that's why we're such a great team on Gervais Law together. And it's true. You know, I know it sounds a little funny, but it's true. You know, we really want to help people and do the right thing and not have people be exposed to what I had to go through and what you see every single day. You know, people not being taken care of, people not getting the right doctor's treatment or medication because somebody just in some room decides that they shouldn't get it. And it's just not fair.
Carrie, that's a great introduction for our show. After the break, we're going to have with us Judge John Gutierrez, retired workers' compensation judge. He's going to be talking about workers' compensation in the ProPublica and NPR investigative reports. As well, we're going to have Jason Marcus, an attorney in Sacramento, and Robert McLaughlin, an attorney in San Diego. They're going to be joining us to talk about the demolition of workers' compensation as we know it. You're listening to Gervais Law. Carrie, have a great time in Vegas. I'll be watching tomorrow night. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, take care. We'll be right back after this message.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we're out of the pool. We took the barbecue out of our hand. We're tan, rested, and ready.
We still have a cocktail, though.
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, right here on Talk Radio 790 KHBC.
At Orange County Mattress, you don't have to wait until Memorial Day to save hundreds, even thousands of dollars off resale prices on top brand name mattress sets. Plain and simple, at Orange County Mattress, we want you to be happy with a comfortable bed at any budget. Find our 13 locations online anytime at ocmattress.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. In stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qvselfemployed.com.
We pay the sales tax Memorial Day weekend at Orchard Supply Hardware. Celebrate with savings store-wide. Set up for a party with a 6-foot fold-in-half table for $39.99. Folding chairs just $14.99. Fire up the Mission Grill Company 2-burner gas grill for $159.99. Plus, all Benjamin Moore gallon-sized saints and stains are $7 off. Turn on the savings, we pay the sales tax. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Orchard Supply Hardware. Visit our new stores in Granada Hills, Pasadena, and South Pasadena.
KABC pays tribute to all of our fallen soldiers and salutes all of our brave men and women in uniform. Thank you for your service.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes, you are listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC and on the Armed Forces Network all over the world. It's Armed Forces Day, isn't it, Robert McLaughlin?
Yes, it is. And thank you very much for all our servicemen and veterans for serving our country.
And that was lawyer Robert McLaughlin from San Diego getting that special message out to our service people throughout the world as you're listening on KBC.com as well. And now we are shifting gears because we want to talk about workers' compensation. And I will tell you that there have been these shocking reports that have come out from NPR and ProPublica, two investigative report teams that have put together a number of reports stating that essentially the benefits for injured workers are being paid for the most part by the public and not by the insurance companies who are designed vis-a-vis the bargain to pay for injured workers. You and I are paying because of new laws that have been passed to prevent the insurance companies from paying for the cost of workers' compensation. We're going to start off with that concept right now. Robert McLaughlin, he's from San Diego. He's at the law offices of Robert McLaughlin, a workers' compensation applicant attorney. Tell us a little bit about the bargain.
Well, the bargain was supposed to be an understanding between labor and employers that employers would not be sued in civil court, in return for which laborers would get quick and expeditious resolution of their claims and fair benefits for their injuries, and most importantly, medical care quickly and properly. Unfortunately, it has not worked out the way it was promised. Approximately 10 years ago, the grand bargain has started to be dismantled little by little from state to state across the country. In essence, what the Chamber of Commerce and other employers, insurance companies will do, they'll find one state that would be willing to cut their benefits dramatically under the guise of trying to keep employment in their state. And then what they do is then they go to other states and they say, well, look at what, for example, Texas has done or Oklahoma has done. If you guys want to compete, you have to cut benefits or we're going to have to start picking our employers, and they're going to pick up and move to other countries. I mean, other states like Texas or Oklahoma. So that's the little games that they play.
You know, Bob, on the PBS NewsHour, Judy Woodruff interviewed Michael Gray Bell and Howard Berkus. Michael Gray Bell with ProPublica and Howard Berkus with NPR. And Howard Berkus stated that business keeps complaining about the cost of workers' compensation insurance and then goes to lawmakers in the state and couches it in terms of being able to compete against other states to cut the cost down so business can remain in the state. But the investigative reporters found that that wasn't true at all, that it really doesn't impact business to business and businesses coming to one particular state. Jason Marcus, he's an attorney with Marcus Regalado and Marcus in Sacramento. Jason, thanks for coming down to L.A. to do this show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a treat to be here. It just so happened I was down here for the Democratic convention in Anaheim, and so it was kind of serendipitous. Got to be here in the studio, and I'm thrilled to be here.
And we thought you were coming specifically to be on Gervie's Law.
Well, yeah, I take it back. I was going to be here for the show, and it just so happened that the Democratic convention is happening this weekend as well.
Absolutely.
So how about that?
That's it. That's it. So tell us about this report, and tell us how the reporters, investigative reporters, and their independent investigative reporters, yes, we may be applicant attorneys who represent injured workers, but the fact of the matter is, we are talking about investigative reports from across the country that show a shifting of costs to the public.
Yeah, so these reporters spend months and months talking to injured workers, their representatives, other people in the industry all over the country, and have put out this wonderful series of stories. And what they found is that over the last 10 to 20 years, roughly, that there have been a number of changes in the laws and workers' compensation state by state that have effectively stripped rights, stripped benefits from injured workers, all in the guise of cost savings. And like you say, these concerns about employers don't want their costs to be too high. And while we're certainly cognizant of those costs, and it's important to keep them in check, the fact of the matter is workers' compensation is a benefit delivery system. It exists and has always existed to provide benefits to people that have been hurt on the job. And as those benefits have been stripped away, there has not been anything else within the workers' comp system that's been put in place to make up those benefits. So what has happened is that workers have had to turn to alternative programs, such as state disability here in California, to make up their lost income, or turning to things like Medicare or Medi-Cal, turning to things like Social Security Disability Benefits, the federal program. So all these things that used to be provided by workers' comp have been taken away, and it's shifting that to the public or the taxpayers in
right.
many cases.
And when we talk about Obamacare, we talk about a situation where people can get insurance regardless of past injuries, regardless of pre-existing conditions. So a lot of the workers' comp people obviously have pre-existing conditions. But when their treatment is denied through workers' comp, all of a sudden we're paying for the treatment if they have secured Obamacare.
Precisely.
And, you know, it's not just NPR. It's not just ProPublica. There have been a number of other organizations who have come out and spoken about these articles by the two organizations. And these are independent companies or organizations. The Columbia Journalism Review, which is under the auspices of the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, wrote as follows. Graybell and Berkus reveal one unsavory detail after another in a powerful package of stories, interactives, and photos describing how over the past decade, state after state has been dismantling America's workers' compensation system with disastrous consequences for many of the hundreds of thousands of people who suffer serious injuries at work each year. So that's one organization. Cheat Sheets. Sam Becker wrote, guess who usually ends up paying for workplace injuries? It's crazy how this is so widespread, and the public doesn't know anything about it. If you are shocked right now, you can call us right here at KBC at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. If you have a story about your workers' compensation problems, give us a call. You have two attorneys, and you have a judge here, Judge John Gutierrez, who is retired. He retired this year, and I just want people to understand where Judge John Gutierrez comes from, because this is a decision that he wrote in a case, and this is what he stated. And you know, Judge Gutierrez, I'm not sure if I would have had the guts to say it, so I take my hat off to you. He wrote, in my opinion, it would appear that our current workers' compensation laws were guided through the legislature and devised by a certain capital class and their lobbyists with powerful financial influence who, by their actions, do not appear to value the well-being of injured workers and would rather see the return of the Industrial Revolution and rid capital industry of the responsibility placed upon industry by the bargain. Judge Gutierrez, welcome to Gervie's Law. Tell us about that quote and why you said that.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I stand by that quote, and it's interesting how they have come about indicating reform. Unfortunately, it appears that we're going back to we're coming full circle again. We're going back to the Industrial Revolution days where injured workers were injured. And there was no remedy for them. There was no medical care. There was no temporary disability. They had to rely on charity to take care of their immediate medical needs, take care of their families. There was nothing to protect them. This was something that shocked the social conscience of our country at that time. And what I have always said is that workers' compensation is a moral and socio-economic contract with injured workers and their families, past, present, and future.
And that makes a lot of sense, Judge Gutierrez. And I'll tell you, though, that your comments in certain cases, and that case was the Ralph Loinichen case, that case drew a lot of interest from the media. In fact, on July 16th, 2014, an article was written in Work Comp Central saying, Judge delivers scathing rebuke of IMR, which, of course, is Independent Medical Review. In that article, David Lanier, the California Labor Secretary of the Labor and Workforce Development Agency, was quoted as saying that we're not going to be able to control every random judge that's out there. So he was referring to you as a random judge, and he was referring to the government controlling the judges. How does that make you feel?
Well, it doesn't make me feel very good at all. First of all, I didn't take that quote very
seriously.
Very seriously. I was being a judge. I was applying the principles and the concepts of what workers' compensation is, and I was relying on Article 14, Section 4 of the California Constitution, which indicated that medical treatment is defined by what is reasonable and necessary medical care to cure or relieve. In that case, in the Ralph Loinichen case, there was such a cynical approach that they took that if you can't cure the individual, then don't even bother providing any further treatment. That's not what the law is. The law is to cure or relieve. So,
all right. Well, you know, I understand that, but Bob McLaughlin, tell us about IMR, because the judge is talking about something that a lot of people may not understand, Independent Medical Review. We only have another minute until the news, but if you can just briefly tell us what IMR is.
Very briefly, it's where a nameless, faceless, I call anonymous physician that is licensed somewhere in this country will look at medical documents regarding your case and make a determination as to whether or not you get the surgery or any other medical care that's recommended. You'll note I did not say that the doctor will evaluate you, examine you, or even have the decency to pick up the phone and ask you how you're doing. None of that will be done. It's all anonymous, it all remains faceless, and I really don't think anybody would put up with that for their own family members or themselves, but yet that is a system we have for workers' compensation.
And it hardly sounds like due process. We talk about getting a fair shake. How is that due process when the person isn't even seeing the doctor, doesn't know who the doctor is, and he doesn't even know what records they reviewed?
There is no due process. I mean, I have so many of these decisions come down, and I find myself asking, well, doctor, I sent you some documents to look at. You don't even know listing them. Did you review them? Did you not review them? Were they important? Were they not important? I'll never know.
You know, that happens all the time. We're going to talk a little bit more about NPR article and the ProPublica article. Our phone lines are lighting up. 800-222-5222. You're listening to Gerby's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99.
Offer valid on SKU 645-929 in-store and online. It's $5.23 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Hey, neighbor. Ever suffer from lawn envy? Your neighborhood Ace can help. Just stop by Ace this weekend, buy a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and get Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food for free. That's a $15.99 value. You won't find a better deal this season. April 24th through the 26th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Covers 5,000 square feet. Limit one. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qvselfemployed.com.
Hi, this is Ken Michaels, host of the show Mortgage Makeovers. Hey, if you're interested in buying a home or maybe even refinancing your home, you need to make sure you're getting the best deal. Tune into my show, Mortgage Makeovers, every Sunday at 5 a.m. right here on KBZ 790.
Kicking off the unofficial start of summer this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
KABC.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gerby and Terry Kaysen now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yes, indeed. It sounds like the Jim Rome Show right here. Welcome to the jungle. We're here at KBC Studios, and we are talking workers' compensation. And we're fortunate today that we are being videotaped, and we have probably the best videotaper in the world here, former Academy Award winner for Usual Suspects as the producer and second unit director, Ken Kokin, is in charge of the mic. It's a stationary mic. He's sitting on his telephone right now, texting other people as the camera rolls. You know, guys, we are here with Judge John Gutierrez, Bob McLaughlin, and Jason Marcus. We're talking about the NPR and the ProPublica reports, the investigative reports on workers' compensation that talk about the demolition of workers' compensation and how costs have shifted to the public in order to prevent, I guess, if you want to say that, the insurance companies from actually footing the bill for injured workers as part of the bargain. Now, both Howard Berkus and Michael Graybell were on with Judy Woodruff at PBS NewsHour, and Howard Berkus said that business always complains about the costs of workers' compensation insurance premiums. It's the cost that they pay workers when they're injured on the job. He further stated that each state is dropping costs, is lowering costs, so that there's competition to be lower than the next state as the costs continue to get cut. Michael Graybell added, a number of studies show that employers are paying the lowest rates that they have ever paid for workers' compensation insurance since the 1970s. In 2013, they had an 18% profit on the workers' comp line. That's the insurance companies. It was their best year since the 1990s. Wake up, people. Insurance companies are profiting while injured workers are suffering. We have Steve on the line. Steve, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Hi, guys. Hey, I just had to call. You guys got me so fired up. I'm a residential and commercial roofing contractor in the Los Angeles, Southern California area. I've got 60 employees full-time when we have the workload for full-time. And my workers' comp rate is like almost 50 cents on the dollar. It's 49 cents with the workers' comp and payroll taxes. So I do a $20,000 payroll a week, and I've got a $10,000 payroll and workers' comp burden. It's 38 cents on the dollar for workers' comp and 11 or 12 cents for the payroll contribution. And I'm telling you, the competition out there is doing cash, and more cash, and it was a dollar-on-a-dollar burden for workers' comp plus payroll taxes, you know, 10 years ago, and they were going to do reform this and reform that. And in roofing, we had, in the roofing business, there's two categories for calculating the workers' comp burden.
Steve,
under
Steve,
23?
Hold on. It's my show, not yours. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you, have you had any injuries on the job for your people?
Yes, we have.
Okay, and Steve, yeah, you're glad you're protected. Do you care about them getting good treatment and getting back to work?
Oh, absolutely, and we have them back to work. That's fantastic.
Okay, now, we need to find out, Jason, let us know, do you believe that the insurance companies are profiting from Steve? Because you work with people every day who are not receiving the medical treatment. Apparently, Steve is saying that the insurance companies are gouging him, yet their profits are going through the roof.
Well, yesterday.
And no pun intended, Steve, about the roof.
They certainly are profiting. And the frustrating thing is that an insurance company's job, in my opinion, is to take in money for the premium that Steve purchases for his employees and then to make sure that that money gets paid out properly to workers that have been hurt. But insurance companies also have the incentive of maximizing profit for their shareholders. And how do they do that? By taking in premium and by not paying out benefits. And that's what I see on a daily basis. And so what I see is an employer that's unhappy and employees that are unhappy, something's not right there. This is not for the insurance companies. I can give you a perfect example of that, too. Go ahead.
A perfect example, I've got one workers' comp claim that's 3.5 years old, and he has had, the employee has had, picked up a roll, hurt his back. Unfortunately, it was a new hire, and he had 102 chiropractic visits, and still the same problem never got better. Why did you go 102 times?
All right. First of all, I want to find that out because I don't believe that for a second, and I would like to see it. I would like to see the medical records because I'll tell you, Bob McLaughlin, isn't it true that you can't get your client for chiropractic visits because utilization review is denying everything?
Yeah, there are several reasons why I can't get my clients to chiropractic care. One is utilization review. And what that is the insurance company's way of reviewing the treatment recommendation made by a doctor and comparing it to the standards put out by the state of California to see if it's appropriate care. The only thing is the way those standards are written, one person's interpretation is not somebody else's. And also, in addition, under the labor code, they have capped the amount of chiropractic care that can be provided at 24 times. So I can't see how anybody can get 102 unless the insurance company is not doing their job.
Well, you know, we hear that, and thanks for the call, Steve. We appreciate it. We hear that all the time, Jason, Bob, Judge Gutierrez. We hear the employers complaining. Yet, when you read these articles, and I'm urging everyone who's listening and is interested, go to the NPR.org website, go to the ProPublica.org website, and type in workers' compensation. Read what they have to say. Because what you'll find is that people are not getting treatment, they're getting denied. There's a few classic cases that are given as examples, and I think we all can identify. The Francis Stevens case, this is a case that's on appeal on the IMR, Independent Medical Review, to see whether, in fact, IMR is constitutional. Jason Marcus from Sacramento, applicant attorney from Marcus Regalado, and Marcus, tell us what you know about the Stevens case.
Well, briefly, I know that Francis Stevens suffered an admitted injury in 1997 that resulted in a finding that she was what we call permanently totally disabled, meaning that because of the injury, she had completely lost her ability to work. And she also received an award of lifetime future medical care from the insurance company. And I believe that she received care for years and years and years. Obviously, the care wasn't going to cure her, but it was relieving her from the effects of her injury. And then sometime after 2013, after Senate Bill 863, which was the last major reform and brought about independent medical review, sometime after that bill was passed, State Fund, the insurance company in her case, sent her doctor's medical request to utilization review, which denied them. And she then sought an independent medical review, which again denied that care. And then Ms. Stevens and her attorney have filed an appeal challenging the constitutionality of the IMR system, essentially saying that it violates the constitutional provisions that the judge referenced earlier and Ms. Stevens' due process rights in her case.
Yeah, you know, we all have cases like that. In fact, I have a case of just this week. It is a woman who unfortunately suffered a catastrophic, devastating injury, Aquata Aquina syndrome, which affects the lower back, the lumbosacral spine, and she is unfortunately bowel incontinent and urinary incontinent, and she wears diapers. She's in a wheelchair. She has had such a tough time. She's a really nice lady. She was getting psychological treatment since the time that this happened because her whole life, as you can imagine, fell apart. She can't do much anymore, and she's always afraid to go out of the house because of the problems that she experiences, wearing diapers, etc. Now, they have just used utilization review to deny her psychological treatment. She doesn't know where to turn. She was crying and crying, and she says it's the psychological treatment that she's gotten is the only thing that has allowed her to continue on in life, and now she considers committing suicide after she's had years of psychological treatment, and now they just willy-nilly deny it. You know, we have another caller on the line. Bonnie is calling Gervie's Law. Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, just a lay person, but I work in a small company, 110 people, Southern California, and we were just informed yesterday that our workman comp is almost going to double insurance costs. So I don't understand why workman's comp is going up when you're saying it's going down, the insurance.
Well, you know, may I comment on that? It's very interesting, Bonnie, you say that, because just earlier this year, very recently actually, the insurance commissioner, who doesn't control workers' compensation rates but can only make advisories, recommended a rate reduction in the rate that insurance companies use to calculate what they're going to charge employers, and I believe it was somewhere around a 10% reduction that they recommended. And this was also recommended by the insurance group, what we call the WCIRB. So I find it very odd that the state is saying, hey, you can lower your rates because there's going to be cost savings, and yet we hear from an employer that they're going to notice that their rates are going to go up.
Right, and you need to look at the independent sources. NPR's Planet Money a couple of years ago said that the workers' compensation is costing taxpayers $260 billion per year. That's what we call cost shifting. So the insurance companies are doubling their rates. They are screwing the employers. Yet, when it comes to the benefits, the administration of benefits, they're lobbying the legislature to change the law so they don't have to pay out benefits for injured workers. And that's what's happening all over the country. It's happening here in California. Judge Gutierrez, we're talking to Judge John Gutierrez, retired, has been in workers' compensation for many years. Tell us what your experience has been when you've been sitting on the bench seeing an injured worker being denied treatment.
Well, this is what happens. This is what I see, what I feel, is that the injured worker will come in with his attorney, and they are looking at me as the judge with a person who they look at with authority and neutrality, and they're being denied their benefits. And they're asking me, Judge, what can you do about this? I mean, you're the judge. Why can't you order the defendants to pay my benefits? Well, the problem is that the laws have changed so much that they're designed to deny benefits to the injured worker. And what I come away with that is I see the anguish, the anxiety, and the desperation in the way they are communicating their suffering to me.
Right. And isn't it true, Judge Gutierrez, that you wrote in one of your decisions, the irony is that we are all workers and what we do or have already done to injured workers and their affected families through our legislature in passing SB 89 and 863, we do to ourselves.
Yes, I did write that. I mean, imagine this. Would you want your mother, your father, your brother, your sister to be treated the way that injured workers are being treated under this current system?
Bonnie, would you agree with that?
Absolutely, but I just don't understand why I will be paying so much more money. They're not paying the claims. That's right. We had four claims this year, and the four claims got denied.
Well, if four claims were denied, and they doubled your rates. That's something to think about. All of you out there, you're understanding a little bit more about the fallacy that is workers' compensation. I'm Alan Gerber. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
This is like Ranchero Dwarves music.
Riders on the Storm, fool. Riders on the Storm, it's a... Into this southward horn with my 18 brothers.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Make our budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wow, what a show we're having today. This is really, really enlightening to hear about all of these aspects of workers' compensation that you, the public, may not be familiar with. We've had David DePaulo from WorkComp Central on, and we've got Judge John Gutierrez retired with us. We hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. Also, we are speaking with Dr. Ed Hronian. Dr. Hronian, I want to pick up on something that you said before the break when you talked about how it's difficult for a doctor to actually be a doctor based on their training and expertise. How does that occur in the workers' compensation system? What examples do doctors experience where they feel that perhaps they're not given the, given the leash to do what they need to do, and it's being pulled back every time they make requests or decisions?
Right. So, as I said before the break, the carriers have the ultimate power of including or excluding a physician from their list. And SB 863 and 899 has indicated that the carrier has the sole discretion to decide which physician is on their list and which physician is not. There is no real recourse to question that. So the carrier can basically one day say you're on the list and another day you're not.
And, do you believe there's profiling that goes on with that?
I think, no, there is absolutely profiling. The carriers actually give you a contract to sign And in their contract, it actually does say that we are going to profile you.
And what does that mean?
That means if you're taking the side of the patient, if you're requesting too much treatment, or if you're providing opinion that they don't like, then they can just remove you from that list, and there is really no recourse.
Wow.
With that in mind, that results in the inability of the physician to provide honest opinions. And so when you take the side of the patient, and when you try to provide a treatment that is needed, and if the carrier dislikes it or disagrees with it, they can just simply remove you. Or they can profile you to indicate how much money they are paying on the cases that you are seeing, and if it's more than what they like to see, they can just simply remove you.
So
and
go ahead. I'm sorry, but I got to move.
Yeah, of course. And the law was designed so that nobody can question that.
Okay, so the question I have to follow up with that is, you're a doctor and a very, very well-respected one at that. You see a condition of a patient that involves issues and conditions that are perhaps outside your specialty. What can you do? You know, in a typical situation, if I'm using my group health and I see a doctor and they say, oh, your blood pressure's high, they may want to refer me out to a specialist or whatever the situation. How does that work in workers' compensation?
You know, in a regular situation when there's regular health insurance, you request it, and it happens very quickly. In a workers' compensation system, you have to request authorization, and if the adjuster or somebody in the insurance carrier disagrees, that will never happen. And if you do request a consult, they can actually just remove you from that list, and basically that's the end of you and the relationship between you and that specific carrier.
And that's notwithstanding the individual's health needs.
Absolutely. And then this goes back to the previous subject that the patient has to use. Either they have to pay on their own or they use their Medicare or their health insurance.
You know, Dr. Horan, that's where the cost shift, that's where we started this program off, shifting of costs to the taxpayer. Judge Gutierrez, we just are almost out of time. I want to talk about what we can do. And I'm going to ask you the same question, Dr. Horanian. What do we do to try to help people to improve the system so there really is justice, and not only justice, but fairness for people who are suffering?
Well, first of all, we need to get people invested in the workers' compensation system. And what I mean by invested, they need to understand that what is going to happen to them when they get injured. There are many people who continue working, but they don't have an injury. But one day, they might have an injury. What happens then? Well, they probably don't even think about workers' compensation until it happens to them when they need that treatment. Unfortunately, once they have an injury, they have now become a second-class patient.
Right.
They don't get the same quality of care that they should be getting that the doctor's recommending.
So we appreciate the comments. We need to get out to the legislators. We need to get the word out independently, not from special interests. We need to look at the system. Judge Gutierrez, thank you so much for coming.
You're very welcome.
It's really appreciated, and we wish you all the luck, and thank you for speaking out on these issues. Dr. Horanian, you're going to have the last word. We have 30 seconds. You know, he talks about the care and the predicament that doctors are in. How do we help this situation?
How do we help them? We appreciate all this information that is being provided. I think it needs to go back to the legislature. And until everybody recognizes these problems, I don't think anything will change. So we have to push forward and keep doing our best.
We appreciate all the great work you're doing, Dr. Horanian. Thank you for being on Gervie's Law. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.